Hi guys, and welcome back to Be the Main Character with Bianca. I hope you're having an amazing Thursday. We're almost closing out the week, so close. If you can tell in the sound of my voice at all, I am dealing with some seasonal allergies to the max. I don't sound as bad as I have, which I'm grateful for because obviously I'm podcasting today, but I didn't want to skip on you guys for a week, so we're just going to push through it. I get really bad allergies, and apparently this year they're supposed to be like worse than they ever have been. So, and they're starting early this year because typically I don't start getting allergies until like mid-April, early April. I guess it's almost April, so it's close enough. But yeah, I've been in the trenches this week with my allergies, but I've been on my allergy meds for a couple days now. Usually it takes a few days for it to kick in and my allergies to kind of go back to baseline and just be a little bit more normal. So we're hoping for that. But truly, they really knocked me on my ass. I've been so tired this entire week. I have been doing the bare minimum. I just do not have the energy, and it sucks because I have allergies this week. I'm supposed to get my period next week. Like, how is a girl supposed to survive in these conditions? And to top it all off, at least if it's gonna be allergy season, it better be spring as well. It snowed this past Saturday and it's been freezing cold. So if I'm gonna have the allergies, at least give me the nice weather, the blooming flowers. Like, there was snow on the ground the other day. Like, a good enough amount that it was, like, white outside. So I'm just a little mad at Mother Nature, but, like, or that little groundhog that saw its shadow or whatever. Absolutely not. Someone needs to sue. But anyways, what happened last week? Oh, I went to the Bailey Zimmerman concert, which, let me tell you, was so amazing. There's a new venue in Boston for people that are local called, I don't know how new it is. It's probably like a year or two old, but it's called MGM. It's right inside of the Fenway area. And I've never been to that venue, but it might be one of my new favorites, especially for Boston, because TD Garden's okay. Fenway is not my favorite venue, but MGM was amazing. It felt almost intimate, very theater style. I really enjoyed that venue. I went with my parents and my boyfriend, and it was his first time there as well, and he really liked it too. Bailey Zimmerman in general, though, as like a human being, needs to be kept safe, because especially seeing someone our age, because he's only a couple months older than me, which it's so wild to see someone so close in age to you performing. I don't think I've ever seen someone that young or that close to my age, but he was just so passionate about what he was doing. You could just tell he was so grateful to be there. He wanted to be there. He was passionate about his fans. He was just, it was so refreshing to see someone that excited about what they get to do and just, you know, inspiring the crowd to just go and follow their dreams and never give up, because look at the position he's in. And when I tell you, just all around a well-rounded human being, like, if there was one person of that nature, like one person that was that famous that I would love to interview, genuinely, it'd be him. Like, I'm so curious about his like day-to-day practices. I know he shares a lot on his YouTube channel and does like vlogs. I don't watch them, but I catch like the glimpses he posts on Instagram. And I know he does ice baths. He's also very religious. He talks about that very openly. So I just love to see like what his day-to-day routine is. For someone that's that lit up and just passionate about life, it was, like I said, very refreshing to see. And he performs amazing. He's such a talented 24-year-old. Genuinely such a good concert. I'm so glad I caught him at like the beginning of his career and got to see him in more of like an intimate, smaller setting. Not that that venue was tiny by any means. He had a sold out night and then two more following that in New York, a mostly sold out tour. And I just know he's just going to get bigger and bigger faster. So I'm so grateful that I got to see him on his first tour ever. I also just think concerts are so much more about them physically performing. I love when an artist will talk or fool around with the audience or bring people up on stage. I just think it's more of an intimate experience. You get to hear more about their life outside of just what you see through social media. I think that's the whole point of, you know, spending money and going to someone's show, is getting to know them better. And he did all of that and more. So Highly recommend if you get the chance and if you are a fan of country music or Bailey Zimmerman in general, definitely go to one of his shows. It was very good. I also watched the new documentary that came out on HBO over the weekend called Quiet on Set. This is going pretty viral, so I'm sure you guys know about it. But if you don't, it's basically a documentary where they take cast members from old Nickelodeon shows and are interviewing them, talking about the allegations on Dan Schneider, who was the main creator of a lot of popular TV shows that we all knew, loved, and watch, all that, Drake and Josh, iCarly, Sam and Kat, Victorious. Talking about him, talking about some of the other adults that were on set, and just talking about their experiences. It's honestly very heartbreaking. Obviously, a lot of trigger warnings, and things are just now, for the first time ever, coming to the public in this documentary. And I don't want to say that I'm spoiling it for you guys, but I'm not going to tell you what happened in the documentary so you can watch it on your own. But it was definitely very heartbreaking, very eye-opening. I feel like a lot of us have known some of the details of these events, but it really goes into depth about what was truly going on. And it was much more than I had ever heard. And like I said, there's things in that documentary that are just now coming to the light of the public for the first time ever, where even co-stars didn't know about what was going on with certain actors and actresses, or better yet, child actors and actresses. If you have the stomach for it, I definitely recommend watching it just for the eye-opening fact. And I know a lot of us grew up around those shows and just had no idea what was actually going on. And we've seen a lot of these adults now coming out and talking about it, where they have their own social media platforms and they feel safer to do so, or they're no longer connected to Nickelodeon. So, like I said, it's hard to watch, but it was definitely an informative watch. But let's get into today's episode, which is called Spring Forward. Very ironic that I'm talking about spring when I have spring allergies and I just complained about the fact that there was snow on the ground over the past weekend. But nonetheless, I think the more I talk about it and romanticize it, I will manifest spring to come back, because it was there for a hot second. I was going on walks. It was in like the high 40s, low 50s. Like, it was coming. It was there. And then this week it said absolutely not. Absolutely not. And if that's not New England for you, I have no idea what is. But we're going to be positive and romanticize the new season. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely due for a spring haircut. I haven't got my hair cut in a hot minute since fall, honestly, which is bad. I know it's bad. I need to be better about haircuts. In my opinion, I've talked about this before, if I'm getting my hair cut, I want everything done. I want my hair re-dyed. I want it dyed and cut in the same time. And I don't want to just go for a cut, which is really bad, but it's just the amount of time it takes to go and get everything done. I just want everything done in the same time, so therefore I get haircuts less, which is really bad advice, and I need to take my own advice and not do that anymore. But regardless, I'm ready for like a big chop. My hair is the longest it's been in my entire life. It's so long. I love it, but a couple things about it. It's so long that it weighs down my hair, so my hair has no volume to it. My hair is pretty thin as it is, and it gets tangled really easily, and it's just thin, and it's heavy, and it's flat. So it's not really giving much. And then when I wear it curly, same thing. The curls are so weighed down that it loosens my curls a lot more. When my hair is shorter, it's a lot bouncier. And I'm not going for a drastic cut, but I am going like probably 4 or 5 inches off. Just like a medium length, lots of layers, lot of movement in my hair. My curls will look so much better. It will be so healthy. I'm so excited for this. I'm traveling in May, so I'm going to go right before my trip so that I have a fresh new spring haircut for the trip, and just so my hair is done and nice. But even if you're not going for a huge chop, even just getting your dead ends trimmed or getting like a deep conditioning or a gloss or whatever your salon offers, just to give your hair like a little something, do that because we all love going into a new season feeling fresh with new hair. It's just a girl thing. We love it. Also, I wear my hair curly like almost 100% of the time in the summer. And even though I love it long and curly and luscious, and it's still going to be long. It's been this long for so long that in my mind, taking those 4 or 5 inches off is going to feel shorter. Even though I'm not doing like a bob or anything crazy. It's just going to be shorter for me. But in the summer, it is so hard to maintain. I was wearing it curly, which I was really proud of, but maintaining it like in and out of the water, on the boat, wakeboarding, all that stuff, it would just be like a process to detangle it, get my curls back. So it's going to be so much easier to maintain with just shorter hair. It'll be less kinky and so tangled. So I'm also looking forward to that, and it's also a big reason why I do want to cut my hair as well. And at the end of the day, hair grows back, so it's not that serious. If I end up wanting it long again, it'll just grow out and it'll be okay. Thing I want to incorporate in the spring season is sunset walks and sunrise walks. So at least once a week, I want to set the habit of going on at least one sunset walk and one sunrise walk. I think it's just really good. I live really close to the beach, and I just really want to take advantage of that, especially right before the summer season starts. The springtime is the best time to live right by the beach because it's still considered somewhat off season, so you get the benefits of having no one around. So this is the best time to do this. So I really want to commit to doing this in the spring. I love going on walks anyways. I might as well take the 5 or 7 minute drive that I have to the beach and just walk along the beach, listen to the waves, be on the beach, because why not? Change of scenery. And I love watching the sun, so I'll always be in the mood to catch a sunrise or sunset. You could even do this with a friend or a partner, or if you have a dog, your dog will love it if they're allowed to be on that beach. If you don't live by a beach, just use your surrounding area, or maybe go to like a trail walk that's nearby, or if you have like a lake or a pond or a garden nearby, whatever you have in your area. I'm just saying beach because I live very close to one and I just really want to utilize it during the springtime. Another great thing about spring is all the fresh flowers that are coming out, especially and specifically tulips. I think tulips are slowly becoming my favorite flower. I got tulips so much last spring, even leading into a little bit of summer, and I just love tulips. I think they're so pretty. I love when they open up, but I also like them when they're like their bulb form. I don't know. I'm not a gardener. I don't even know if that's a word, but I know I'm not that, but I do love tulips. I think they look so gorgeous. So please get in the habit of getting yourself fresh flowers, at least for the springtime. It just livens up the room. It's such a fun activity. You can learn how to make your own bouquets, and it's just fun. It's a little act of self-care. Make it a part of your weekly to-do in a fun way, and fresh flowers in the house for spring, especially and specifically tulips. Next, we're going to get into some spring cleaning. So I want you to pick one space a week to declutter and or deep clean, reorganize, whatever that is. That could be your cleaning products. That could be the fridge. It could be your junk drawer. It could be going through all your makeup, seeing what's expired, seeing what's not. Hair products, same thing. It can be car, your nightstand, the list goes on and on. And just throughout spring, just every week, just pick a space that you're going to just refresh, organize, whatever it is. Clean it up, deep clean it, whatever. But just pick one space a week and then go through your closet and declutter at least one bag of clothes to donate. I do this about twice a year, usually in the spring and once in like the fall or winter. And every time I seem to be able to find a bag of clothing to donate, every single time. So we're always hoarding stuff that we don't need or no longer wear. And so just go through your clothes, make some space for maybe like a capsule wardrobe, and just get rid of what you don't wear anymore and give it to someone that needs it more than you do. And I think I already mentioned this, but deep clean your car. get it prepped for all the spring activities. Maybe you put a blanket in there for impromptu picnics. Maybe you put towels in there for the future of the upcoming summer. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. But just whatever you need in there to just make it more spring and just have it deep cleaned for lots of friend outings. So when you have people in your car, you're not scrambling. I hate that feeling. And just going to the car wash or just vacuuming out your car and cleaning it is just such a much more enjoyable thing to do when it's a little bit nicer out and the sun is shining and it's not freezing cold and you're like, please let me get out of here as fast as I can. Much more of an enjoyable thing to do in the spring. Also, invite a new gratitude practice into your daily routine. You can journal this out. You can put this in your notes app. You can just do this with yourself daily, or you can do this at the dinner table, whatever works best for you. I did not come up with this, so I'm not going to take credit for this. I actually follow a content creator that does this on her Instagram stories every day. Her name, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, is Jayanu Lene or Jayanu Thomas. She's a labor and delivery nurse that I've been following for a while, originally when she was in nursing school and she was posting about her fitness journey. And I've followed her ever since. She's such a wholesome creator. I love her content so much. And she started posting about this on her Instagram stories. I forget when she started doing this. Probably like 6 months to a year ago. And I've recently, within this past month, it's been one of my habits that I've been doing, have been doing this. And all it is saying three good things from your day. That's it. Literally just writing down 1, 2, 3 good things that happened to you that day. That's literally it. It's quick, it's easy, it's realistic, it invites gratitude and just going through your day and seeing what was a good part of it. So even if you had a bad day, you should still be able to pick out three good things that happened within that day. And it can be the littlest things, like my coffee tasted good today. The person at Dunkin' was really nice to me this morning. I was able to pay for gas today. Like, dig deep in finding those things, but also they're so easy to think about when you're really just thinking about your day-to-day life. But someone to your left might not be able to afford gas, but you were able to today. And that's something to be happy and grateful about. So I've been doing that the whole month of March. And honestly, it's so easy. I've been trying to figure out how to get myself back into journaling or just some kind of gratitude practice just easily and simple without putting too much pressure on myself to like journal out a page every single night. And I've been doing that and absolutely loving it. My next one is actually inspiration from my youngest two siblings, my two sisters. My mom has done an amazing job, especially with a big portion of like their childhood being during COVID when the world was so crazy, was making sure that they get outside as much as they possibly can. Those kids are outside no matter the weather. It doesn't matter if there's rain outside, snow, if it's cold. If it's cold, they just put on layers. And I love the way that they're learning about weather. They're not learning about weather in the sense of, oh, it's too cold today, we can't go outside. They're learning, okay, it's really cold today, how many layers do we need to put on so we can safely go outside? If it's raining, okay, let's get our rain jackets, let's get our rain boots, and let's go play in the puddles. They're just learning about weather in such a way that is just so unique to children being so open to that. Something that adults definitely need to learn as well, myself included, clearly, because I'm bitter about the snow over the weekend. But I know for sure that my sisters were probably thrilled to see the snow. But for the past probably 3 or 4 years, my mom tracks their hours outside for a whole year. And every year they try to get around 1,000 hours outside. And I also want to preface this by saying this is not like we're not forcing the girls outside like against their will. Like, oh, it's 30 degrees today, you're going outside. Like, typically, almost 100% of the time, they want to be outside, which is so refreshing for kids these days. So she just keeps a tracker. You literally color in the hours they spent outside, what the degrees were outside that day. And it's so cute. It stays up on my parents' fridge and the girls absolutely love it. And they're just outside without even thinking about it. Like, they're not yes, they're trying to fill that chart, but their main purpose for going outside isn't because of that. They just genuinely love playing and being outside. And I think I just want to take a page in their book and just be outside more. So for most of the spring, I want to try and just track my hours outside. Obviously, I will not be doing 1,000 hours outside or anything crazy like that, but just week to week, I would love to see how much time I am spending outside, you know, having a full-time job, just seeing how much time I'm getting outside. It's really, really good for your mental health to be outside. So I would just love to see what I'm doing and kind of track my baseline, especially in the spring going into the summer, maybe how they differ. But I think it would just be a really fun activity, just something to hold you accountable for being outside more as an adult. In a new season, I always want you to assess your energy surroundings. I did a whole episode on this called, what was it called? Protect your energy like it's your child. And I want you to do that going into every new season. It's just assess your energy surroundings. Who do you spend the most time with? What is their energy like? Is it positive? Is it negative? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel drained often? You know, how can you switch that around? Are there people in your life who are kind of just draining you instead of helping you grow? And just assessing that and also taking a look inward on, you know, your communication, your words to yourself, just how you are being, because maybe you're the source of the negativity and that needs to be some internal work that you can work on going into the spring. So just assess your energy surroundings and take a good look, especially going into a new bright blooming season. Side note, I feel like that episode of Friends where Monica's sick and she's like, I have to go to work. Like, and everyone's like, you're sick, you can't go to work. And she's like, I'm fine. And Ross is like, if you put a D on the end of fine, you're not fine. That's literally how I feel right now because I'm just so congested and I'm literally doing everything to try and help it. It's just like, I get so congested so easily to the point where like my nasal cavities like completely close. I've been told this by my doctors when they look. And yeah, so I feel like the more I talk, the worse it's getting. And I was thinking about that scene in Friends. So that's where I'm at, if anyone was curious. You can also plan a spring girls date of just you and your friends doing something cute. Me and my friends had already talked about this. We want to plan a charm necklaces and picnic date. We saw this trend going around on TikTok where you go to Hobby Lobby and you get all the stuff to make your own charm necklaces. And we wanted to do our own like spin on it where we go outside and do like a small picnic somewhere, like a little charcuterie situation, and do the charm necklaces and just like catch up and talk, just because we can't see each other as much as we would love to. It's hard for us all to get together. So when we do, we like to make it like a cute, meaningful activity. So we want to do that. So whatever yours is, there's so many like crafts and like things like that right now that are trending or just going around, or make up your own, go on Pinterest, whatever, and just have some dedicated time with your friends to do something cute and girly and fun for the springtime. You can also establish your spring bucket list, whatever that is. Couple for mine are going on a picnic, going on a long trail walk, and also doing a farm haul. You guys know how I love the farm. Spring is the perfect time to go to the farm. Farmers markets are starting up soon. It's just a fun time. But you can put whatever you want on your little spring bucket list, and it's just so fun. I used to make bucket lists as a kid all the time, especially for summer, but like I think they're so fun for every season as well. And even as an adult, I think it's fun to just have things that you want to do in the springtime. It can be short and sweet. Like mine is just 3 things that I would love to do in the spring. Keep it short, realistic to what you'll be able to do. I also love looking into some spring recipes. This is a time of the year when I really reach for a lot of easy but nourishing recipes that don't take up a lot of time, because I'd rather be out walking or out doing things. So it's a lot of baking dishes and just baking in general. I love baking in the spring. I've been making a lot of the Kodiak cake protein muffins, specifically the blueberry ones. Those are divine. And I know it comes in a box. I'm not saying I'm like a chef over here, but I do want to get better about baking from scratch. But something simple that I really enjoy is those protein muffins. I've been having them for meal prep for breakfast for the past couple weeks. So yummy. So I just love baking and a lot of like chicken bake dishes. Just something easy all in one pot or one pan. Don't take up a lot of time, but are super nourishing and, you know, using a lot of seasonal veggies. You know, something that strays away from chicken, rice, and broccoli, but it's still just simple and, you know, nourishing. But also, you can always put so many twists on a healthy dish. Like, you could do burritos that you bake. You can do chicken, broccoli, Alfredo bakes. I'm just thinking of one I just did this past week, which was that. But there's just so many things that you could just throw in a pan or sheet pans. This is a perfect time for sheet pan recipes. You can do broccoli, sweet potatoes, chicken sausage, and that's so easy, simple, such a good dinner. You can do drumsticks, same pattern, but sheet pans and baking dishes are like my favorite recipes for the spring, as well as any kind of protein pasta salad where I can just throw a ton of veggies, you know, some shredded chicken, some sort of dressing or sauce, and just have that for the week. So good, so yummy, and it's so simple and easy. Doesn't take a lot of prep work or just a lot of work in general, but is really good. I'm gonna give you guys three books for a spring to be read. These are books I read last spring that I really enjoyed that I feel like just go with the spring vibes or have, or the book takes place during spring. My first one is Reminders of Him. I read this last spring and I remember having like notes of spring. It's a really good book by Colleen Hoover. A really easy read if you're just looking for something quick that will break your heart a little bit, but is also just like a feel-good, wholesome book. The next one is one of my favorite books from last year, and that is Things We Never Got Over. The book cover just screams spring. It's like a light baby blue with daisies all over the cover. It's such a good book. It's a longer book, so if you want a book for like the entirety of spring and you want to take your time with it, it's like 500 to 600 pages, so she's a thick one, but she's a cute hometown, small town, grumpy sunshine love story. It's just really cute. That was one of my favorite books last year, so I think it'd be a great book for the spring. And then my last one, this could really go one of two ways with the season theme, just because it goes through pretty much like a whole college year or a majority of a college year. But it's Icebreaker. The book ends in the spring / summertime. So honestly, in my head, it can be categorized as a spring book. And I feel like it just has like a lot of second semester college vibes in there, which just screams spring. I think it's, once again, just like easy, cute romance. These are all easy, cute romance books that are just light and airy for the spring if you need a break from whatever you were reading in the winter or just something to get you in the spring mood. These are all great books that I love. Spring is also a great time to be doing some spring saving, basically for summer's benefit. And there's a lot of spring sales. So when I think of spring saving for summer's benefit, I'm thinking of concerts or trips or lots of nights out or just like trying new restaurants and just having like some extra cash handy for those types of things so you don't have to say no to so many things. Where I live at the lake is very close to a concert venue, so I want to go to a lot of summer concerts, but usually the thing that's holding me back is that concerts are just so expensive now. Like, I remember in high school being able to afford concerts pretty easily on my own. Even though I did work a pretty good job in high school, I still like don't remember like giving over my firstborn to go to these concerts. Some of them are insane, but some of them are not so bad, and it's those ones that I'm talking about saving for. So if you like are asked to go like last minute, like, hey, we're going to this country concert, we're going to tailgate, you can just say yes and just go to the concert, or just, you know, have the extra cash to get some drinks or whatever it is. So spring saving for summer's benefit is just a smart thing to do. Maybe just, you know, save some cash for the summer. It never hurts. And then there's a lot of spring sales coming up. I think of the Sephora sale comes in April. And typically, I'm not a Sephora or just like a high-end makeup person. So usually, I don't look forward to the Sephora sale. But as you guys know, I really want to switch over my makeup from what it is now to just a higher quality, non-toxic, cleaner makeup brand. So during the Sephora sale, I really want to take advantage of that and switch over a lot of my products as I run out for the spring and summer, and just to, you know, keep those makeup products for, you know, years and years to come. Not the makeup product itself, but be switching over to those brands. And I don't really want to blow all my money on that much makeup all at once. So I really want to take advantage of the sale when it does come around. And then also every summer, there's usually an Amazon Prime Day. I think last year it was in July. So just saving up for that. If you have your eye on something, you guys already know I have my eye on a Kindle and all its accessories. So I'm definitely going to be saving up for that to take advantage of that on Prime Day. So if you have something in mind, or like a big purchase that you know you want to make, or just like have stuff sitting in your Amazon cart, just start thinking about that now. Save that, put that money aside, so you're not, you know, dipping into whatever you're making just normally in the summer and you already have it there. And then just getting into some spring maintenance you can do. You guys know I will talk about this till I'm blue in the face. Start waxing now if you haven't already, if you do already shave now. Obviously do whatever your comfort level is, but if you have the extra money or the budget to start waxing, honestly, or if you've been on the fence about it, honestly, start doing it now, because you're going to have just a smooth, nice bikini line come summer that you don't have to worry about, because the more you go, the easier it is. I swear, I've been waxing for like over a year now, and I really do love it. It just makes the summer just easy. It's just not a thought. There's enough to think about in the summer when it comes to like how much skin you're showing, but waxing takes away that section of it. Honestly, I really love it. There's also sugaring too. Whatever is your preference, just bite the bullet if you've been on the fence and just start doing it now, because then you'll be ready for the summer. If you haven't gotten into a sunscreen routine, please, I beg of you to get into one. It honestly is just so good for your skin. It really helps with aging. Make sure you're getting a good quality sunscreen and just get that into your daily routine. I've been wearing sunscreen on my face every day for years now. Something I didn't know was important until estheticians started talking about it more. And once I heard it, especially with someone that already has a lot of acne scarring and just a lot of problems with my skin, that is something I have control over. And so I am an avid sunscreen wearer every single day. And then kind of moving into that same category, using lash serum. It's just gonna, you know, give the appearance of longer, fuller lashes over time, especially in the summer. I don't like to wear a lot of mascara. I like to do a lot of like clear gels and just curling my eyelashes. And if they're already long and dark and full from using lash serum consistently, it just makes me feel so much better. And then also just getting into weekly traditions. I saw this by a creator on Instagram, and I can't remember who it was, but she was talking about her weekly tradition that every Thursday she gets herself Chipotle. And it's simply that she does that every Thursday to be like, okay, I got through another week, I got through another Thursday, this is my Chipotle day. You can pretty much get through everything if you can always make it to Thursday. And I thought that was such a good concept. And I have a couple on my own already that I kind of do just subconsciously without calling it like a quote unquote like weekly tradition. But I think this is just such a good thing. We already do a lot of this. If you watched Dancing with the Stars, if you watched The Bachelor, and you have that routine of, I don't know what, I think The Bachelor is on typically on Tuesdays. And I just saw, like, I personally don't watch The Bachelor. I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars. But if you have a show or a routine like that where, you know, every Tuesday you're going to sit down, you're going to watch your show. Maybe you're gonna have like an Olipop or a Poppy or a glass of wine. You're gonna, you know, cozy up with your favorite blanket. Maybe you're gonna make yourself a little sweet treat, and you do that every Tuesday. You look forward to it. Like, that's a wholesome tradition. Like, we do enough professional work throughout our day to day at work. We do really well at our jobs. Like, we deserve those moments to just clock out and do things like that. And I think weekly traditions, especially traditions not involved with the weekend, just like things you do during the week, are so important. This could be trivia. This could be Taco Tuesday. This could be an ice cream night, a movie night. Mine, typically, that I already do, is every Friday I get a coffee out, because typically I make my coffee at home. So every Friday after my morning workout, I reward myself for getting through the week with a coffee from Dunkin'. And then every Wednesday night is my family night. Every Wednesday I go over to my parents' house and I have dinner with them. And then every week, as long as we can make it work, I usually have date night with my boyfriend. Those are just my, you know, mini milestones to get through the week, and is something that keeps me excited and just loving life outside of my 9-to-5. You could do something new for the springtime. Like, this could be a weekly picnic, or, you know, a weekly bike ride, or whatever your favorite things to do in the spring are. Making that a weekly tradition could just be so helpful for your mental health, something to keep you from burning out at work. It's just a fun concept that I really want to work into my spring this year. And that is all I have for you guys this week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Despite my nasally voice, I promise I will try my absolute best to not sound like this next week. I hate it as much as you do. But I really hope you guys enjoyed this week. I hope you got excited about spring, having a positive manifesting attitude towards spring and towards warmer weather and more sunshine, and just making out of the best of what we got. So I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.